This is Hunt for Beer, where homebrewers and professionals give you the story behind their brew.
I'm with Matt, Great Flood Brewing. And Matt, the other day we were talking about a lot of experimentation that you all have been doing with a wide range of hops. Can you go into that for us a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, one of the main things that we were talking about was everyone talks about hops. Everyone either, you know, knows a little bit about hops or thinks they know what the flavors are going to come out as. And a lot of those, you know, you're talking the IPAs, the APAs, kind of the buzzword type beers of the day. And what we'd been talking about a little bit was some of those slightly off the beaten path, not real obscure, but just some other types of hops and the flavors that come across and the way that you can use those flavors for a lot of other styles that aren't your traditional IPA or APA. And so a few of those that I wanted to talk about that we use a lot here in the brewery, the first one is a British hop. It's East Kent Goldings. It gives a lot more subtle, earthy, slightly fruity type characteristic. And so we end up using that in a handful of our dark beers. The main one we focus on it with is our porter. It allows us to get in there and kind of balance the sweetness that you would expect from a darker beer, but not let it be overly sweet. And some of those flavors are really pleasant when they come through and play with the chocolate and some of the other malts that we put in there. You know, a couple other in that same strain of thought, we like Chinook a lot. Basically, you know, without going into too much detail, there's two main factors that kind of break down the whole type of the hop, and one of them is going to be alpha acids, which really only care about the bitterness, which is what a lot of people think of only hops doing. And then there's these beta acids that people forget about a lot, but that's where the flavor and aroma characteristics come from. So the Chinook's a little bit more of a triple threat type player. It can be a bittering hop, but I think it brings a lot of somewhat forgotten flavor and aroma characteristics to different types of beers. We use it with a lot of things that we put rye into because I think it complements. It's got a little bit of a spicy, also still a little bit of earthy, light floral character. And so that's a really pleasant thing coming across when we're still talking about just balancing, not making something just ridiculously bitter. And so that's another one that we like a lot. The last in that category that we use here is Fuggles. You can get that either in British or American. We use the British. We think it's just a little bit lighter on the palate. We use that as well, and like our Imperial Stout we just brewed that's going to be out right about Christmas time. And so the same kind of deal. You can get in. You can balance it. It's not going to be super bitter right on your palate, but it gives a lot of really nice flavors in that same characteristic of slightly earthy, slightly floral, and just a touch grassy. A couple of the other ones that we've been using, we use Sriracha Ace a little bit, and it's kind of a hop that was forgotten about. It's an older hop that got brought back in the shortage of 2007. What's really crazy about it is it gives this really killer lemon flavor. So you see a lot of people playing with it with saisons. I mean, you could do a traditional pale. You could put it in almost anything. But it's really unique because, you know, a lot of your American IPAs, like we love Cascade around here, and that's in a lot of our IPAs, you know, the Guardsman, the Defiant, and things like that. And that gives this great, like, grapefruit rind flavor. That's kind of one of your quintessential American IPA hop flavors. But you don't get a whole lot of, you know, other citrus fruit flavors, mm-hmm. and this one really, really tastes like lemon. And it's very interesting, and allows you to use that in a way to balance the malt, not only with the bitterness, but also with a slight, you know, not like sour beer tartness, but a little bit of citrus tartness flavor. So it gives it kind of a third dimension almost with some beers. We use that in a Sriracha Ace pail, and we started playing with that with a Saison, so you can look out for that as well. And then the last thing that I think we should talk about that sometimes gets overlooked or maybe lost in the fold is there have been some really great blends that have come out. The biggest one that we've worked is the Falconer's Flight 7Cs. So it's the 7C hops. It's like Chinook, Centennial, Cascade, you know, all of the usuals.
Big Western.
Yeah. And so there's a couple out of Australia as well. They'll do like Orbit, and I forgot the name of the other one. But yeah, they'll do some higher alpha with the blend towards that for more bittering, and they'll do some lower for really the flavors. And what's neat about that is that they change a little bit every year, so it's great for seasonal type stuff. But it can give you a really complex character for something you're doing, and you can tailor that to whatever type of beer you're working with. So with the Falconer's Flight, we did use that a little bit more stereotypically in a type of pale or an IPA. We did it in our Falconer's Flight IPA. The biggest thing with that is it's really well-rounded. You know, when you think of American IPA, a lot of people will think grapefruit or citrus rind, you know, floral, lightly grassy, a little bit of piney resininess maybe, and it really kind of hits all of those notes in a way that kind of come in and out of the palate while you're tasting that. So I think those are something to be looking out for. They work great because sometimes it helps when we are a little bit scarce on certain hops, you know, across the country, and it also really kind of allows you to get a more complex character out of what, you know, you might normally use like a single hop addition to.
When somebody comes and says, I don't like hoppy beer, what do you say to them?
Sure. Well, I mean, we talked a little bit about this before we started rolling, but I think that hoppy has become either a great word or a dirty word, depending on who you are. One of the big things that we look at is, like we talked about before, there's the bitterness side of hops, and then there's the flavor and aroma side of hops. And you can really augment that to give a whole different characteristic that you could refer to as hoppy and, you know, get away with it. The big thing that most people associate, you know, the word hoppy with is this perceived bitterness level.
Right.
And so what's really important is that we're going to get some number spit back out at us when we do all our calculations. We're going to have this IBU number that sometimes scares people off. But what's really
important... And that's international bittering unit.
Correct, yeah. And so you'll see that on the board sometimes, and some people will think, you know, I've got this threshold where I enjoy beer. And while that might be true for certain styles of beer, perceived bitterness is where you take the actual bitterness and balance it with the leftover sweetness from either the alcohol or the leftover sugar in the fermentation process. And so a lot of times you'll see, you know, the best example of going the opposite direction is, you know, you'll see 50, 60 IBU imperial stouts that won't be bitter at all. They'll
right.
still taste sweet, you know, because they're
a lot of malt
9-11%, a lot of residual sugar in there, a lot of alcohol sweetness, and it ages off, too. So I think that's really important to talk to people and really realize that there's a different side of hoppy that doesn't have to be that bitterness that a lot of people dislike. You know, and that's really where you can start exploring with some of your amber to darker beers. A lot of times will come across with hop flavor and not necessarily the hop bitterness. But even we've seen a lot of, you know, the session beers are coming across with that session, you know, pale session IPAs,
right.
whatever. And I think that playing somewhere in that middle ground and experimenting just a little bit can bring out these flavors that you may or may not know that you like, but they can come out without that intense bitterness that, you know, you might associate with hoppy beers right now.
So is there a hop that you're enamored with now? Is there something that you're brewing that you're really liking what a hop is doing with it?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm going to have to be a little bit of a cheapskate and go with two of them because, you know, the one that I've always really, really loved is Simcoe, and it's just this rich, piney, almost sweet character to it while it can still be bitter. But that's one that we use, you know, here and there. It's a little bit harder to get sometimes, but it doesn't always pair with everything. I think with certain things you can really knock it out of the park, but it's not something you're going to put in every beer.
What beer do you all have that people would know?
Our Defiant Double IPA is finished with that, and it's dry hopped with a Simcoe. And so I think that's really where you'd see it if you walked in our doors to try it. The other one that we use a lot is Cascade, and it's one that I think some people may have forgotten about or moved on to when it was, you know, it was really big in the 90s and the early 2000s, and a lot of people still use it in a lot of the, you know, great beers. Too Hearted uses it, you know, we use it in a lot of stuff, and it's a very quintessential American IPA flavor, but it's not maybe as sexy as some of the citrus and amarillos that have been moved to, and all the new big names. And so, especially in this last year, you know, we've moved around a little bit and we've sourced from different places, and this last year's crop of Cascade has really blown me away. I mean, it's really a... Sometimes you'll see the word juicy on an IPA, and you're like, what the heck are they talking about? But it's something that it's almost forced me to use that to describe it now, because you get this citrus rind, but it's also, you almost get a little bit of the grapefruit flavor as well. It's almost like there's grapefruit in the beer. I mean, not enough to be like a rattler or anything that's going to be sweet like that, but it's just a really rich flavor of grapefruit, in my opinion. And so that's something that we use a lot in our, you know, Guardsman IPA. We use some in the Tomahawk IPA. Those are probably going to be the two biggest ones that you'll see most often when you come in here. But I sneak that into almost everything here or there, you know, every now and then we'll try a Cascade addition at the end, or a dry hopping with it, or run it through a Randall or something. I think it's been a really, really good hop for us in the last year and a half.
Okay. Thanks.